Bueno, 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 that is right, we are back. So, I need my niños and niñas, my señores and señoritas, the luchadores and luchadores to get on up. Because the Trending Topics Network is going to bring to you Luchat. Luchat is a podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. And I'm the host, Finn Fish, and this is the 53rd installment of Luchat. Oh man, I'm glad to be back, because this is the first episode of Season 3 that we're going to cover. Wheel of Misfortune is the title of the show, and a lot of misfortune for a few people on this show, but we're going to get all into that pretty soon. So how are you guys doing? Hopefully great, and hopefully you're glad that Luchat is back. I know the Trending Topics Network has tons of shows that you can get all into. You can get sink your teeth into a lot of different shows, so you're not stuck listening to just wrestling. But now that Luchat is back, we can dive into the only show that chats about Lucha Underground. And I know it's all good, but how do you reach the show? It's easy. On Twitter, you can find me, FinFishSCU, on Twitter. If you have an email account, everyone does, you can reach me on email by sending me to my Gmail account, which is finfishscu@gmail.com. And the most popular way to reach the show, it is the chat line, which is 702-803-2428, 702-803-CHAT, where a lot of my friends chat about Lucha Libre on there. You know, they text me what's going on, they text me about the surprise guest that there was on Lucha Underground, the first episode of Season 3, and it's just all good from there. So if you want to send me clips, news, anything, send those methods. If the quickest way is just to dial the chat line, it goes directly to my Gmail account, and then it comes to me, so don't worry, it does not disturb me at all. I put it on, straight to voicemail, so no reason to worry about that disturbing me while I'm at work or doing something else, because it goes straight to voicemail, gets a little alert. Oh, okay, someone from the show called. I'll check that out when I have a little bit more time, but when I go through my emails, it's the first thing I do is check if any news or anything happens within Lucha Underground, and there's really not that much news per se, you know, it's just the first episode of Season 3, so we don't have really much news to cover. The biggest thing is Prince Puma, is he leaving, is he staying? People say he opted out of his contract. That's our loss. You know, someone else's game, it's okay, because there's a lot of guys in the pipeline moving up to Lucha Underground, and hopefully they can fulfill the spot that once Prince Puma leaves, you know, then he can fulfill that spot. But let's talk a little bit about the new setup that we have here in the fishbowl, whatever you want to call it. We got it down. We got it locked down now. We have a brand new smacking big screen TV to watch Lucha Libre. We have a Fire Stick. This is a streaming device, Amazon Fire Stick. And we have the Fight app. It's the FITE. We have ROHs on there. But the most importantly to me is FSW, Future Stars Are Wrestling, and Paragon Pro Wrestling, PPW, which are based out of Las Vegas, where I am at. So we're going to cover that just a little bit here on Luchat, you know, because I'm going to a lot more of the Lucha Libre shows out here that they're coming. They're here. And FSW and PPW have a few luchadors in there, and we're going to go through that. But damn, how do we start the show? Should we just go through the episode? Should we talk a little more? I don't know, but you know, who cares? Let's just get through this great episode. We'll tell you about some shows I've been to and what's going on with this show. So what we do, we always hit that fighting music. Let's get into the first episode of Season 3 of Lucha Underground, Wheel of Misfortune. And we start this episode off with Derek Huerta doing pull-ups inside of his jail cell. As one of the officers says, "Oh, you must have friends in high places because you are being released." And the thought here is that Derek Huerta was in jail this whole time in between the season of the ending of the season and the beginning of this one. And here comes a cool part, and maybe you guys caught it, because I caught it right off the bat. It's Derek Huerta goes to retrieve his items that he got arrested with, and none other than the Honky Tonk Man is handing him his items back. Not dressed up like the Honky Tonk Man, actually dressed up like a police officer. And just, it's pretty cool. I was like, is that the Honky Tonk Man? He looks a lot bigger than I remember, but yeah, because you see his signature guitar in the background of this as he starts to hand back Derek Huerta's money clip and all the items, even a giant key. As Derek Huerta leaves the police station, he gets into a limo with Lorenzo Lamas, I don't know his name on this show, in there and goes, hey, you know, this is a minor situation, I'm about to get back on it. And I guess the mayor, it looks like looks like Dr. Claw, because all you see is his hand. He's like, yeah, whatever, man. Let's get back on it. And Derek Huerta goes, let me inform everyone that the temple is back up and running. Now, we are inside the temple as Matt Stryker and Vampiro welcome us back to the temple for this episode of Lucha. And I don't refer to it as the new season, but we know it's a new season. It's all good, though. As they go through how Vampiro is no one's master now, but let's get to the man in the ring, which is Derek Huerta, and Matanza are sitting in the ring. Dario pokes a little fun at Vampiro and telling him, you know, Pentagon made him bleed like a stuffed pig, and that's why we're keeping Pentagon. Even though Pentagon tried to break my arm, he does show some violence that he likes a lot, and he's going to have to display that violence here tonight against Rey Mysterio in the main event. But Matanza has run through any credible contender for his Lucha Underground World title, so what does Dario bring out? The Dario Dial of Doom. It is like a roulette wheel, and you spin the wheel, or like the big wheel, I should say, and you spin the wheel, and it has lots of luchadors' names on the wheel, and whoever it lands on gets a title shot, and it looks like it's a great idea, but he says these are only people who have not faced Matanza one-on-one. So there you go. That's the reasoning behind the wheel, to get some number one contenders for Matanza, or should I say the automatic matches. And Dario spins the wheel and it lands on Son of Havoc. So our first lucha of the night is for the Lucha Underground World title, as we have Matanza Huerta versus Son of Havoc. Oh man, I like this idea for the opening match of season 3, because last season we had Son of Havoc getting screwed over by Derek Huerta, being promised a shot at the title at Ultima Lucha 3, but Derek Huerta slimed and slid his way out of that situation. So Son of Havoc actually has the opportunity to win the title on the first match of the first, or the third season of Lucha Underground. And Son of Havoc is great. He's a big time crowd favorite, but Matanza is just too tough, too strong. And I did not like Matanza Huerta at first. It's just whatever, a giant in the ring. He takes a lot of punishment, but this dude could fly. Not jumping through the ropes or nothing like that, but he hits a pair of like moonsault, but his moonsault headbutts to Son of Havoc, which this big dude is great. And one thing about Matanza Huerta, he does a lot of switching of directions. And really ever see that from a guy, maybe a reverse suplex here or something like that, but Matanza is just extremely strong, plus these guys are a little bit smaller than him, so he does have the strength advantage. But what I do like about Matanza Huerta is that when he does like a side suplex, he holds it in one position and he switches over to the, you know, opposite position to do the slam. I don't know what this physically does, but it looks great. I mean, like, imagine being on a roller coaster and like it goes side to side, so you're hanging on one side for a second and then it flips back to the other side. you would feel that. And that's what Matanza does. He grabs a guy, holds him on one side, and flips him over into a slam. So I guess it adds a little bit more pressure. It adds a lot more theatrics to the move, which I like. And, but let's continue on with the match. As Son of Havoc has Matanza Cuarto just reeling and running, he hits that double foot stomp as his opponent is kneeling over, and then he hits a moonsault for a pinning combination. I like this combination of attacks. That's one thing I do like about Son of Havoc. He hits like two or three moves before he hits his finisher, which makes him a very good crowd favorite when he hits, you know, this double stomp, lands on his feet, turns around, hits a moonsault for a pin. These are cool. I like this a lot in the Lucha Libre, how they're not just one attack, one elbow, pin the guy. No, let's hit a moonsault, let's hit an elbow, and then let's pin a guy. That's slightly what's different from a Lucha Libre style than other styles that are out there, but let's just run into the finish here. We have Son of Havoc sitting on the apron right to hit a springboard maneuver. Matanza Cuarto's up. Son of Havoc jumps. Matanza ducks it. As at the same time, we have Son of Havoc rolling through, hitting the ropes, running at Matanza. Matanza tosses Son of Havoc into the air, catches him into a Samoan drop, switches that over into the Wrath of the Gods. 1, 2, 3, your winner and still Lucha Underground World Champion Matanza Cuarto. And damn, a lot of good exchanges in that match. I suggest you go watch all these matches. I suggest you watch all of Lucha Underground. And if you need help finding or looking for or getting the ways to watch Lucha Underground, don't forget to hit me up. I will tell you the methods I used to use to get this product way back in season one, but it's all good here. At a commercial break, we step into Dario Cuarto's office as he's just signing some paperwork. In comes in the Worldwide Underground, Johnny Mundo, Jack Evans, PJ Black, and Taya. Johnny Mundo demands a title shot. Dario Cuarto says, hey, your name is on the Dario Cuarto Dial of Doom, though. Johnny Mundo goes, nah, I'm not going to wait for that. I want a title shot. He goes, you know what? You don't get a title shot because you lost at Ultima Lucha Dos. And Johnny Mundo, yeah, because of Angelico. But we took care of that as a show vignette of them beating up and jumping Angelico and breaking his leg in the car door. They jump back to present time as Johnny Mundo goes, okay, how about a title shot against the Gift of the Gods title holder, Sexy Star? Dario Cuarto reminds him again, no, you lost at Ultima Lucha Dos. You know, all of you guys technically lost at Ultima Lucha Dos. Except for her. So, we're going to have a match. It's going to be Taya taking on Sexy Star for the Gift of the Gods title. Looks like the Worldwide Underground is happy with this decision as they leave the room. And now we are back in the ring as we have Ivelisse giving out her frustration, says she keeps losing at Ultima Lucha because of Katrina. And she wants Katrina. And she goes, Katrina, at Ultima Lucha Tres, I want a match with you, Katrina. He goes, okay. She agrees. And Katrina's just looking sexy as hell. This was short and brief, but we have our first match already for Ultima Lucha Tres. Ivelisse taking on Katrina. After a commercial break, we now have our second lucha of the night. It is for the Gift of the Gods title as we have Taya taking on the Gift of the Gods champion, Sexy Star. And they remind us right now that no Gift of the Gods title has been retained. Every time it's been up for grabs, someone has lost it. So we're going on that information. And these two women know each other well from down in Triple A. And this is a spectacular match. Looks like Sexy Star didn't give it all for Sexy Starness. I don't know what to call it, but Taya looked great in this match. Even just a good even match, but we're just going to run into the finish here as we have Taya with just giving it all to Sexy Star. The rest of the group of the underground, Worldwide Underground, step out into the ring. Johnny Mundo holds Sexy Star at the bottom ropes, holding her as Taya goes for that berserker knees. And Sexy Star moves out of the way, hits Johnny Mundo. Johnny Mundo just flies around. And then Sexy Star goes into the pin. 1, 2, 3. Sexy Star retains her title. The Worldwide Underground is not happy as they just get in the ring and start jumping Sexy Star. But to come to save her are the Trios champions, none other than Drago, Aerostar, and Phoenix, as they chase the Rudos away. And, all the champions stand strong in the ring. Nothing much here. We just ran through that because, it's a typical match. Nothing too spectacular from these two ladies. I think they're just, going through the paces in this particular match. We are now in Dario Cuarto's office as Mario Demoff steps in. And Dario Cuarto thanks Mario Demoff's family for his generosity while he was locked up. We don't know what this is. Maybe they gave him some money. Maybe they bailed him out. But Dario Cuarto does not want to talk about this anymore because he's an innocent man. Mario Demoff agrees to this. And Mario Demoff says he's looking for bigger and better things. Dario Cuarto goes, okay, but how about that guy's dog tags you have around your neck? What about him? Marty says, hey, I'm done with Killshot. Yeah, Dario Cuarto disagrees. He goes, but Killshot is not done with you. So how about next week? First time ever in Lucha Underground, we're going to have a Weapons of Mass Destruction match. Which means everything goes, I guess. I mean, or the Big Show shows up. I don't know, but I don't know what kind of match this is, but Mario Demoff agrees, and we go into our final lucha of the night as we have Rey Mysterio Jr. taking on Pentagon Dark. And before the match really gets on its way, Matt Stryker explains something to us that Rey Mysterio's riding this high of pinning Prince Puma in the main event at Ultima Lucha Dos. And on the other hand, maybe Pentagon Dark didn't get to win the Lucha Underground World title. He did get to take some trophies, as in he got to take the arm of Dragon Azteca Jr. and Black Lotus. And he got to beat the stuffing out of Vampiro. Vampiro's upset by this. It tells, hey man, I told you, Matt, not to bring this stuff up. It's whatever, and the match starts, and this is a very good match, but I like the psychology, I like the ring announcing in this match, because Vampiro says, Pentagon Dark is taunting too much, stay on your opponent. I tried to teach him this, but he didn't listen, and this is where we're at now. And I was thinking to myself, man, when Rey Mysterio joined Lucha Underground, we know Rey Mysterio's moves, everyone knows Rey Mysterio's moves. Rey Mysterio has to do something different to stay a little bit more relevant. And I'm liking the new direction Rey Mysterio is taking. Yes, he still has his signature moves, but he's added a lot more new moves to his arsenal. And this is one thing I do like about the Lucha Libre style. They have tons of finishers. They have tons of ways to finish matches. So just because a guy gets hit with a finisher, that does not necessarily mean the match is over. But if he gets rolled up, that could end a match. And that's what I like about Lucha Libre wrestling in general, that, oh, what? He lost off that? Oh, man, he was told he must be a tire. He must have caught him. Anything. You can win anyway in Lucha Libre. And that's why I enjoy the style, because the finish can come out of nowhere. But not in this match. This is a great matchup between the two. Pentagon, I noticed when, pretty much before this, but definitely noticed as when Vampiro says he's taunting way too much. Stay on Rey Mysterio. He's too big of a veteran to be wasting your time on. Matt Stryker goes, yeah, but if he knocks off this veteran with all this stuff, he's much way better than him. Yeah, they agree on that point. And we have Pentagon going after Vampiro. Just the little Vampiro goes, he can't do this. And he leaves the announce table. Matt Stryker calls the rest of the match by himself. And we're just going to get into the finish of this as we have Pentagon just hold over. We see Rey Mysterio hit a Canadian Destroyer, a move that Pentagon Jr. has used many a time. And Rey Mysterio gets the 1, 2, 3. And your winner, Rey Mysterio Jr. Rey Mysterio Jr. goes to celebrate. Pentagon Dark attacks him from behind. Pentagon Dark puts him in the arm breaking maneuver. And just as Vampiro said it earlier, he taunts way too much, feeding off the crowd. As Dragon Azteca Jr. makes the save, Pentagon runs back into the cave, and we go to our a backstage vignette of Prince Puma just sitting down. Vampiro walks up behind and goes, "Hey man, you all right, man? You think you need some help?" Pentagon goes, "I need nothing." Vampiro goes, "You know, I'm going to give you some advice. You haven't been the same since you lost to Mil Muertes. He's taking your title. He's taking your mentor. Your problem is with Mil Muertes. You need to take out Mil Muertes to return to yourself." It seems like Prince Puma has a little bit of attitude. Goes, "I'm surprised you don't want me to take out Pentagon Dark." Vampiro goes, "Hey, that's my problem. I'm just giving you your problem." And they walk off, and we end this episode of Lucha Underground. Another great episode. You know me, we got the critique. Just a little great episode all around. Nothing out of place, nothing flawed. I want to see some new debuts of wrestlers, you know, maybe some guys that he met in jail or, you know, some other stuff. Even if they're in the crowd, even if it's a little stage backstage vignette to show there's some new people coming, but I know they're coming. Just something for the, you know, the more or less casual fan of Lucha Underground. They're gonna go, "Oh, who's this? Who's that? Where do you meet this guy?" But I know it's coming, but it's the first episode, you're just, you know, riding that high off Ultima Lucha Adults. But it is all good. A great matchup from everyone. No slip-ups, great backstage stuff. And let's get into what I've been doing. Since we didn't have no Lucha news and Booker T will be returning very soon, trust me. I know a lot of you are into the Booker T segments. He's going to return. Don't worry. You know, and if you have any suggestions for Booker T to say and anything, you know, teach you some Spanish or whatever, you send me, you know, send those words over to me and I'll get given to Booker T and he'll do it, you know, easy. 702-803-CHAT and we'll, you know, send him over to Booker T so he can help you learn some Spanish. But what I have been doing in my free time is catching up on a lot of pro wrestling, especially AAA. I watch the show every week since Lucha Underground has been gone, and I just fell in love with it. Especially knowing some of the same guys are on each show. There's a ton of guys. I think 90% of the roster wrestle in AAA. But let's see if we can bring some guys in, like I was saying. And I know these guys aren't coming in this season, but you know they could, you know, start making some buzz. And one guy who's been on a very big high in AAA is Psycho Clown. He just won a mask versus hair match at Triple Mania 24. He's one of my favorite guys to watch, but I don't know. I don't see Psycho Clown himself, the persona Psycho Clown, being in Lucha Underground. I mean, it's cool and all, but I don't know about him. But a person I definitely would want to see is Goya Kong. She's off, you know, she's pregnant, so they took her off TV and all that so she doesn't get hurt. But she was one of my favorite people to watch in Lucha, and then AAA, I should say. And hopefully they can get her into Lucha once her pregnancy and everything is over. And let's just stick with the women. Since Goya Kong's been gone, I had to choose another woman. And it's none other than Fabi Apache. Oh, my God. Her and her sister, Mary Apache, have been tearing up the scene. Trying to go after the AAA tag team titles, which are only held by men. There are titles that are held by men and women and just women. But this would be just so great to bring Fabi in. Especially if the rumors are true that Sexy Star is leaving, they give someone else to believe in, someone else, you know, establish her, and I think she'd be a very good fit, and down there in Lucha Underground. I did like when they brought in Pepelada Escalada. How about bringing Mamba or another Exotico? I'm not sure what's on the horizon. Like I said, I don't look forward, and I don't talk to people who look forward into the future of Lucha Underground. You know, they signed this guy, signed that guy, but we don't know if they're going to be exotic. We don't know what they're going to do with them because we don't look that much more far ahead. Except for, oh, this guy signed, and they put those guys in dark matches for a year, like Chile or Melissa. She was in dark matches for the longest before they moved her up and gave her her persona of Mariposa. So we don't know what they're really going to do with these people. But another Exotico, that was fun, witty. That'd be pretty cool. Just bringing Mamba perfect heel exotico, because all the others, you know, when they brought in Pimpilada, Escalada, it was more like a face, but I want to see a heel one, you know, and that should get a lot of boos, not just, you know, just, you know, cross dresser. It's just, it was more of a heel tactic, so that'd be something different to see. Don't really, other people I would like to see, they got all the good people they wanted from down there. So, you know, that 90% of the roster is from AAA. So, just a few guys, maybe a small, maybe, another, mini or, you know, smaller guy they could bring in. But other than that, that's pretty all I would like to see. But, if you're not watching AAA, you know, I'm trying to find it in English commentary because I'm going to get more in depth into it. But it is a good show to watch for just pure Lucha Libre style to watch. Trying to get into CMLL, not liking it as much. Something about it, it's just something different about it. I try to watch it here and there, pick out matches, but the style is just, it's the same, but the way they film it is slightly different. I'm going to try to get into it more, though. And other wrestling that I've gotten into is Paragon Pro Wrestling, PPW. There's a PPW event this weekend, and I'm going to try to attend. So I'm going to tell you all about that next week. But I've been getting into this because I've cut in the cord. I actually moved, and the cord was already cut for me. So I had to figure out, how am I going to watch all this wrestling? We do have the internet, and man, I got like 30 devices plugged up into the Wi-Fi. No joke. But I think so far it's worth it, because I have bought an Amazon Fire Stick. I've gotten the Fight app on my phone, and it streams to the Fire Stick, to my television, and it's all good. It's working perfectly. I can watch my PPW on there. And I also can watch FSW, Future Stars of Wrestling, which is based out of Las Vegas as well. And the only problem with that show is they're 30 minutes long. The good thing about it is they bring in a lot of big name stars. They bring in the Mac all the time. Marty the Moth's been down there. They had Katrina down there, which I missed. You don't believe I missed. Oh, no. I know I missed it. Never mind. So, sucks that I missed it, but it's okay that I missed that event. But hopefully they bring her back again. And they have actually an event this weekend as well. And September 18th, downtown Las Vegas. I think the event is called Lucha Libre Las Vegas. And they are going to have a pretty big show. An event starts at 3 o'clock. I've been bringing all this up because I want to go. And this one sounds pretty fun, as they're going to have all Lucha Libre stars. On the poster, little generic poster thing they have out, every guy except for one guy doesn't have a mask on. The other guy has face paint, and that's Funny Bone, which I know him. I met him many a times out here. And every guy has a mask on. And I'm reading through the list, and at the, you know, they give all the generic guys at the bottom of the page, just a row of guys. You know, this guy's going to be here. This guy's going to be here. And I was reading through the names, and a guy, I'm shitting you not, his name is Loco Beware. I'm not kidding you. I try to look him up. Maybe you know who he is. I try to look him up so I can see what he looks like, what his mask looks like, because I got to meet this guy. A guy named Loco Beware. You don't know how big of that. This is wild to me. That is crazy. That is a sick ass name for one. And I want to see, what's his style? Is he a bird? I don't know. I just, this intrigued the hell out of me to go down just to meet Loco Beware. And see what he's all about. They have Freak Show Wrestling down in downtown too, and that's promoted by Zamboni, they call them, down in WWE. You know, Kazarni is his name in WWE. He's downtown Las Vegas as well. So the scene in of wrestling in Las Vegas has picked up, and that's what I wanted to do with the Verbal Variety Network, is give people in Las Vegas an outlet to talk about wrestling. But unfortunately, it was too far into in between. I couldn't watch it all. Now I got a lot of free time on hand. I'm pretty much working from home now, so that's a great deal. So, you know, we can always just, hey, you know, take a break and watch a little bit of Lucha Libre, you know, get back to work. So for now, we're working from home, and we're gonna do a lot of good stuff with all the equipment I got. But And it looks like we're at the end of the show. And I want to thank you all for listening into the Trending Topics Network's presenting Lou Chat. I want to thank you all for coming back to listen to Lou Chat. And if you ever want to chat, it is so simple. All you have to do is go on Twitter and find me, FinFishSCU. Send me an email to my Gmail account, finfishscu@gmail.com. And the most popular and probably the easiest way to reach the show is calling the chat line, texting the chat line, sending anything you want to the chat line. And that is 702-803-2428, 702-803-CHAT. And I hope you get to do all of that. But for now, adios.